Blog Talk Radio.
Glory to the Most High Jah, Rastafari, King of Kings, Lords of Lords, conquering Lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of God, light of the world, is His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie. Protect my son David as he travels this lonely path. Steer my son far from bloody men who surround him with opinions sharp as daggers. Bless him with a vision to distinguish friends from foes. Bless his listeners with understanding and patience. Remind to critics that all judgment belongs to thee. May the words of thy mouth and the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy presence.
The Lion of Judah shall break every chain. The Lion of Judah shall break every chain. Lion of Judah shall break every chain. Hey, 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 hey. Give us some victory again and again. The conquering shall break every chain. The conquering Lion shall break every chain. The conquering Lion shall break. The conquering Lion shall break every chain. The conquering Lion shall break every chain. The conquering
yes, yes, yes. Shalom, shalom, chaverim, shalom, here, here. Ow. Yes, I. Here, here, here. The evening song, Psalm 48.
Africa is a must. So no matter post now, cause you have to jump on this your boat, Zion Bond, right?
Psalm 48.
Mizmor Memchet, Shir Mizmor Livnekora.
Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together, they saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice, let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgment. Walk about Zion, and go round about her, tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks, consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever. Guide, forever.
Mizmor Memhet, Shir Mizmor Livne Korah. Gadol Adonai Mehullal Meod, Be'ir Elohenu Har Kodesho. Yefe Nof Mesos Kol Haaretz, Har Tzion Yartete Tzafon, Kiryat Melech Rav. Elohim Be'ar Menoteha Noda Lemisgav. Ki Hine HaMelachim Noadu, Averu Yahdav. Hemma rahu kentamahu nivhalu nehepazu. Reada ahazatam sham hil kayoleda. Beruah kadim deshaber onigyot tarshish. Kaasher shamanu ken rainu. Beir Adonai tsebaot beir Elohenu. Elohim yechoneneha ad olam sela. Dimminu Elohim hasdecha. בקרב היכליך. כשמך אלוהים, כן תהילתך על כתבי ארץ, צדק מלאה ימיניך. ישמח הר ציון, תגלנה בנות יהודה למען משפטיך. סובו ציון והקיפוה, ספרו מגדליה, שיתו לבכם לחלה, פסגו ארמנותיה, למען תספרו לדור אחרון, כי זה אלוהים אלוהינו עולם ועד, הוא ינהגנו על מות.
Psalm 48 evening psalm pointed here for the second day of the Shavuah here. Let's rise up. Tefillah prayer right here for the evening.
Hear, O Israel, 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 Israel.
Shema Yisrael,
Shema Yisrael,
Shema Yisrael,
Shema Yisrael,
Shema Yisrael.
The Lord our God, 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 God.
Adonai Eloheinu, 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 Eloheinu.
Is one Lord, 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 Lord.
Adonai Echad,
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 Adonai Echad.
And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might, might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house, and on thy gates, my gates, my gates, my gates, my gates. My gates, my gates, my gates, my gates. And it shall come to pass, if ye shall hearken diligently unto my commandments which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, that I will give you the rain of your land in his due season, the first rain and the latter rain, that thou mayest gather in thy corn and thy wine and thine oil. And I will send grass in thy fields for thy cattle, that thou mayest eat and be full. Take heed to yourselves, that your heart be not deceived, and ye turn aside and serve other gods and worship them. And then the Lord's wrath be kindled against you, and he shut up the heaven, that there be no rain, and that the land yield not her fruit, and lest ye perish quickly from off the good land which the Lord giveth you. Therefore shall ye lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes. And ye shall teach them your children, speaking of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down and when thou risest up. And thou shalt write them upon the doorposts of thine house and upon thy gates, that your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children, in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth, 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 upon the earth. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and bid them that they make them fringes in the borders of their garments throughout their generations, and that they put upon the fringe of the borders a riband of blue. And it shall be unto you for a fringe, that ye may look upon it, and remember all the commandments of the Lord, and do them, and that ye seek not after your own heart and your own eyes, after which ye used to go a-whoring, that ye may remember and do all my commandments, and be holy unto your God. I am the Lord your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. I am the Lord your God, O 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 God.
Children of the new covenant, D.I.O. Israel, Jarastafari is one. Blazing tongue of flame, get a youth, so you know your name come. For he shall have judgment without mercy, that have shown no mercy. For mercy rejoices against judgment, in secret ridicule. Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect and precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who is called out of darkness into his marvelous light, having good conscience, that whereas they speak evil of you as of evildoers, that they may be ashamed and falsely accuse your good conversation in Jah. Children of the new name covenant, hear I, O Israel, the Rastafari is one, for the time is come, that judgment must begin at the house of Jah. And if it first begin at I and I, what shall be the end of them that obey not Jah? Behold, the hire of the laborers, who have reaped down the field, which is of you kept back by fraud, riot, and the cries of them which have reaped, are entered into the ears of the Lord of Sabbath or army. Children of the new name covenant, here I am, Israel, Jah Rastafari is one. Children of the new name covenant, here I am, Israel, Jah Rastafari is one. Rastafari is one. Rastafari is one.
Stick to the promise, man. You made me promise. Stick to the promise, man. You made me. Yeah, 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 yeah. Stick
oh,
to
yeah.
The promise, man. You made me.
Ben Yehuda, man. Check it. Look, covenant, I'm loving him. Blood of the lamb on the doorpost, covered in. I'm only loyal to one God, one government. Soon as somebody say ungod, I'm cutting them. Pen mighty, sword weary. Thank you for instilling in me a God fearing. Hard bearing the cross, give me a strong spirit. As well a few times I done gone near it. Promises, promises on promises. His promises are forever, can what a diamond says. Either honor your highness or do what Simon says. It's real simple, I'm crippled just trying to find my legs. Running in this marathon, night shift, day shift, don't shift the paradigm. Why father gotta beg to call for parent time? Why? It's okay, she gon' fall, Babylon, Satellite. Giddy up, I give whatever I can, but I'm never giving up. He said he'll give us some land that we can divvy up. And it's flowing with milk and honey, so get a cup. Ayy, get a share of your inheritance. And I ain't talking about Charles Schwab or Merrill Lynch. Overstand that your Elohim is errorless. I hope you catch what I'm saying, Julian Edelman.
You're gonna throw weapons to the ground, and then you're gonna lie down. Do it. The Lord is our light and our salvation. Of whom shall we fear? Throw your weapons to the ground.
Patriots, but only to the patriarchs. I'm talking Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, boss. Papa was a rolling stone. Mama took her apron off before I found the Lord. I was on the corner breaking laws. Major flaws, he kept his promise still. Now that I know that I'm Hebrew, we got a common will. Sing unto him a new song, Johnny Gill. Hey, if Trump don't endorse me, maybe Obama will. Now let's get into these poly tricks. Pharaoh gon' be Pharaoh, common sense. He gon' spit his little game, typical common pips. And it'll be fun and games until the condom rips. Fornication, under the crown. In the holiest way, I ain't fucking around. He's my stronghold, he buckles me down. And I keep singing his praises till I'm tucked in the ground. Hey, say y'all, saints never die. Praying one day I get my credentials verified. Here to bring wheelchairs to the paralyzed. My brother's keeping my sisters an extra pair of eyes. Hey, gotta look out for the harboring. Living life amongst the dead. Halloween, King David slaying giants. Jolly Green, surely goodness and mercy forever follow me.
The Lord is the strength of our lives. Of whom shall we be afraid? When the wicked, even our enemies and our foes came upon us to eat up our flesh, they stumbled and fell.
If they want to win the revolution, they must win it with Rasta. You can't win the other way, because if you win the other way, you have to fight again. When you Rasta win, then no more war.
Yeah.
Here's the words of the Rasta man.
I'll
fly away.
homeland where the holy, sacred, and pure is at. Know what I mean?
Yeah. One bright morning, yeah, when my work is over, my way.
Yeah, fool, fool boy, you must have one die. Anyhow, you try disrespecting Selassie I. Rock you on your foot and dab you on your eye with proper information about Rastafari. Make sure we read Bible and salute the Most High. The ones that don't know them are the most to act wide. In his imperial majesty really get crucified. All out there really get the color blue out of the sky. Why after you feed the youth, the baby still a cry. You need jobs inside of your life, and after you're not lying. Because I believe that I and I will really verify. Five. Spirit of Selassie I will take you very high. And when we stop with time, you know if it's down the other guy. Yeah. Long time we await to see with people unified. Clean out yourself and really start purified. Five. When done uniform, you know it's strength multiply.
Strength multiply, you know it's strength multiply.
Since my B-Day up to this day, he's close by, watching over me, while Babylon scoping me. From my mother's womb, they took my mind and started molding me. Like Pookie on the crack, I heard the devil calling me. By the powers of Jah, he took the devil's off of me. I can see clearly now, I'm stepping with authority. God bless you, I got the whole world supporting me. Jah is my friend, different from my enemy, damn. I talked to him, shouting out, looking up at heaven. Gave me a call, he said, I want you to tell them all, that all you shall witness when Babylon falls. All you shall witness when Babylon falls. All you shall witness when Babylon fall. Yeah. Street chronicle for the evening. Truth undisputed. Flip mode squad. Busta Rhymes, Flip Star. Steve Marley and the Marley Band.
For her sins have reached unto heaven, that ye be not partakers of her sins. Come out of her, my people. Come out of her, my people. Come out of her, my people, my people, my people, my people, my people, my people, my people.
And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, my people, my people.
It's like shit.
Yeah.
It's like shit. It's like
bump the fuck out, bro.
For real.
See.
To live, and to suffer, and to survive, well, that's to find meaning in the suffering.
Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get me back on my feet so I can tear shit up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get me back on my feet.
I've been through mad different phases, like mazes, to find my way. And now I know that happy days are not far away. If I'm strong enough, I'll live long enough to see my kids doing something more constructive with the time than biz. I know because I've been there, now I'm in there. Sit back and look at what it took for me to get there. First came the bullshit, the drama with my mama. She got on some fly shit, so I split and said that I'ma be that seed that doesn't need much to succeed. Strapped with mad greed, a heart that doesn't bleed. I'm ready for the world, or at least I thought I was. Bagging niggas when I caught a buzz, I'm thinking about how short I was. Going too fast, I wouldn't last, but yo, I couldn't tell. Group homes and institutions prepare my ass for jail. They put me in a situation forcing me to be a man when I was just learning to stand without a helping hand. Damn, wasn't my fault, something I did to make a father leave his first kid at 7 doing my first bid. Back on the scene at 14, wrote a scheme to get more green than I'd ever seen in the dream. And by all means, I will be living high off the hog. And I never gave a fuck about much but my dog. That's the only motherfucker I'd head off in my last. Just another little nigga headed nowhere sad.
Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up, hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up, hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up, get back on my feet so I can tear shit up, hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up, hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up, hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up, get back on my feet so I can tear shit up.
That ain't the half, shit gets worse as I get older, actions become bolder, heart got cold, chip on my shoulder, did I dare a nigga to touch? Didn't need a click, cause I scared a nigga that much. One deep, with the pitch, starting shit with kick. Catching Vicks, throwing bricks, getting by, being slick. Used to get high, just to get by. Used to have to talk my L in the morning, brother, get five, eight something. Couple of 40s made me hate something. After some coke, now I'm ready to take some. 3 years later, showing signs of stress. Didn't keep my hair cut, give a fuck how I dress. I'm possessed by the darker side, living the cruddy life. Shit like this, kept a nigga with a bloody knife. Wanna make records, but I'm fucking it up. Slipping, I'm falling, can't get up.
Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get me back on my feet so I can tear shit up. Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get me back on my feet so I can tear shit up.
Wasn't long before I hit rock bottom. Niggas talking shit like, damn, look how that got open like a window, no more endo. Look at a video, say to myself, that could've been yo. Ass on the TV, believe me, could be done. Something got to give, got to change, now I got a son. I got to do the right thing for shorty, and that means no more getting high, drinking 40. So I get back, looking tight, slick again. Fake niggas jump back on my dick again. Nothing but love for those that know how to feel. And much respect to all my niggas that kept it real. Kept a nigga strong, kept a nigga from doing wrong. Niggas know who they is, and this is your fucking song. And to my boo, who stuck with a nigga through all the bullshit, you get yours, because it's due.
Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear shit up. Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear shit up.
Yes, rest in peace, rise in glory, DMX right here. Heal up, sons, Mikey Dread, the sons, Murder Ave, all the ones and ones. Yeah, man, give thanks for that call. Yeah, that tune right there for y'all. Yes, I am the King of Kings, Christ. Don't I just Rastafari? Here, another DMX right here for you, right up right here with a Monday night podcast here with the sixth Torah portion, reading and feeding. Toldot, generations, mind the gap. But here, DMX, prayer, meditation, time will tell. Get up.
Lord Jesus, it is you who wakes me up every day. And I am forever grateful for your love. This is why I pray. You let me touch so many people. And it's all for the good. I influenced so many children. I never thought that I would. And I couldn't take credit for the love they get. Because it all comes from you, Lord. I'm just the one that's giving it. And when it seems like the pressure gets to be too much, take time out and pray. Lord, I am not perfect by a long shot. I confess to you, dear. But I work hard every day, and I hope that you hit. In my heart, I mean well. But if you'll help me to grow, then what I have in my heart begins to show. And when I get going, I'm not looking back for nothing. Because I will know where I'm headed. I'm so tired of myself. I stand before you, a weakened version of your reflection. Begging for direction. For my
my soul needs resurrection. I don't deserve what you've given me, but you never took it from me. Because I am grateful, and I use it, and I do not worship money. If what you want from me is to bring your children to you, my regret is only having one life to do it, instead of two.
I would never give the power to a bald head. Run, come, crucify the dread. Time alone, oh, time will tell. Think you're in heaven, but you're living in hell. Think you're in heaven, but you're living.
Bom again, Shalom Chaparim. Here we have today's daily song. We have song. We have song time according to the royal order, Ethiopian Hebrews, after the order of Melchizedek. The righteous king, even the king of kings, Kedemal, Haile Selassie, HaKadosh, Baruchu, Baruch Hashem, Hashem, Hashem.
Psalm 4.
Mizmor Dalet, Lamnatseh, Binginot, 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 Mizmor Le David, Le David, Le David, Le David.
Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness, my righteousness, my righteousness, my righteousness.
Bekori aneni Elohe Tzidki, 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 Tzidki.
Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress, 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 distress.
Batzar hirhavtali, 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 hirhavtali.
Have mercy upon me, and hear my prayer, and hear my prayer, and hear my prayer, and hear.
Honneni ushema' tefillati, 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 tefillati.
O ye sons of men, men, men.
Bene'ish, 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 bene'ish.
How long will ye turn my glory into shame? How long will ye love vanity and seek after leasing? Selah. But know that the Lord hath set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call unto him. Stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. Selah. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. There be many that say, who will show us any good? Lord, lift thou up the light of thy countenance upon us. Thou hast put gladness in my heart more than in the time that their corn and their wine increased. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety, 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 dwell in safety.
Places that I knew were sunny and blue. I can see that deep inside.
You don't have to take this crap. I am an angel, and I was sent here to help you, nigger.
Nigger? That's the way a Jewish angel talks?
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, too.
Duh. Rastafari. Let me look and tell them, sir, rude boy, let me look and tell them. Well, I didn't say a kingdom divided by itself must fall. All for one and one for all, and I shall be like a green tree that's planted by the riverbank of Duns River Fall. I'ma tell them, rude boy, African people, come follow me. Hear it. Well, every nigga is African, and all for a star, and we know where we coming from, and know who we are. Every nigga is African, and all for a star, and brag we a brother, and a blar we a blar. Teeth white like a sow, skin black like a tar. And then they tell them, see, we are the show, we a star. Africans, and a better cut out the war. United we stand and divided, we follow the hairy. Africans, and a better cut out the war. United we stand and divided, we. Because of deep down in the Africa, we poor parents from. When we never did have no need, in the sisters star come. When animals were tame and we shared this bed, we used to walk up on silver and cook up on gold. Drink the cow's milk and then we suck the honeycomb. But that was in the days of beginning and all. When exploiters, they came with religion and no. They rob us of our culture and we king them the throne. And I carry us in a Babylon to be strong bone. But no matter what them do, that's a guiding us home. We are gonna face them crazy ball, let us out with town. And I will plant the corner, build the cabin alone. But every nigga is African and also a star. And we know where we coming from and know who we are. Every nigga is African and also a star. And brag me a brother and a blar me a blar. Teeth white like a snow, skin black like a tar. And anywhere you see them are the two. Them a star. Africans and a better cut out the war. United we stand and divided. We follow the army. Africans and a better cut out the war. United we stand and divided. We follow the city coming up a jatta. It is not very far. Him now go drop out the sky like a falling star. Nor appear like a soldier from a 1JR. Him now go come in on a jet nor in a big fast car. Him now go come like a thief in a the night from afar. With a fire knife I like a burning cigar. Ear white like a snow feet like a brass bar. Now come out with the matic and I know SLR. Hear me now, super you be hear me now, star. Oh, when Jaja come a brimstone fire war. And him not contributing to the skin color bar. Neither take a side with the guy we preach war. Cause every nigga is African and also a star. And we know where we coming from and know who we are. Every nigga is African and also a star. And rock me a brother and a blar me a blar. Teeth white like a snow, skin black like a tar. And anywhere them see we are the show. We are star. Africans and a better cut out the war. United we stand and divided. We follow the army. Africans and a better cut out the war. United we stand and divided. We fall because this is not demon or Mr. Thunder. Neither Superman or the one Skeletor. This is not Jaws and make believe jungle star. The African the children with the African star. Hey, said Madalana, this a pretty and far. Millions of children were stolen from her. Bought into slavery and sold like a car. Because the sugar cane got the unquail cigar. Under the moon and the sun and the star. Hear me now, super you fi hear me now, star. And a brother me a brother and a blar me a blar. Them never make no weapon fi go fight no war. But every nigga is African and also a star. And we know where we coming from and know who we are. Every nigga is African and also a star. And a brag we a brother and a blar we a blar. He's white like a snow, skin black like a tar. And anywhere them see we are the true, we a star. Africans and a better cut out the war. United we stand and divided. We follow the...
We're making the one stop. The generation action.
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong.
The field which Abraham purchased of the sons of Heth. There was Abraham buried, and Sarah his wife. And it came to pass after the death of Abraham that God blessed his son Isaac, and Isaac dwelt by the well Lahairoi. Now these are the generations of Ishmael, Abraham's son, whom Hagar the Egyptian, Sarah's handmaid, bare unto Abraham. And these are the names of the sons of Ishmael, by their names according to their generations. The firstborn of Ishmael, Nebajoth, and Kedar, and Adbeel, and Midsan, and Mishma, and Duma, and Massa, Hadar and Tema, Jeta, Naphish, and Kedema. These are the sons of Ishmael, and these are their names by their towns and by their castles, 12 princes according to their nations. And these are the years of the life of Ishmael, 137 years. And he gave up the ghost and died, and was gathered unto his people. And they dwelt from Havilah unto Shur, that is before Egypt, as thou goest toward Assyria. And he died in the presence of all his brethren. And these are the generations of Isaac, Abraham's son. Abraham begat Isaac. And Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah to wife, the daughter of Bethuel the Syrian of Padan Aram, the sister to Laban the Syrian. And Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife because she was barren. And the Lord was entreated of him, and Rebekah his wife conceived. And the children struggled together within her. And she said, if it be so, why am I thus? And she went to inquire of the Lord. And the Lord said unto her, two nations are in thy womb, and two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels. And the one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger. And when her days to be delivered were fulfilled, behold, there were twins in her womb. And the first came out red, all over like an hairy garment. And they called his name Esau. And after that came his brother out, and his hand took hold on Esau's heel. And his name was called Jacob. And Isaac was 80 years old when she bare them. And the boys grew. And Esau was a cunning hunter, a man of the field. And Jacob was a plain man, dwelling in tents. And Isaac loved Esau because he did eat of his venison. But Rebekah loved Jacob. And Jacob sought pottage. And Esau came from the field, and he was faint. And Esau said to Jacob, feed me, I pray thee, with that same red pottage, for I am faint. Therefore was his name called Edom. And Jacob said, sell me this day thy birthright. And Esau said, behold, I am at the point to die, and what profit shall this birthright do to me? And Jacob said, swear to me this day. And he sware unto him, and he sold his birthright unto Jacob. Then Jacob gave Esau bread and pottage of lentils, and he did eat and drink, and rose up and went his way. Thus Esau despised his birthright.
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat.
Generations of Isaac, Abraham's son. Abraham begat Isaac. And Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah to wife, the daughter of Bethuel the Syrian of Padan Aram, the sister to Laban the Syrian. And Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife because she was barren. And the Lord was entreated of him, and Rebekah his wife conceived. And the children struggled together within her. And she said, if it be so, why am I thus? And she went to inquire of the Lord. And the Lord said unto her, two nations are in thy womb, and two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels. And the one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger. And when her days to be delivered were fulfilled, behold, there were twins in her womb. And the first came out red, all over like an hairy garment. And they called his name Esau. And after that came his brother out, and his hand took hold on Esau's heel. And his name was called Jacob. And Isaac was 80 years old when she bare them. And the boys grew. And Esau was a cunning hunter, a man of the field. And Jacob was a plain man, dwelling in tents. And Isaac loved Esau because he did eat of his venison. But Rebekah loved Jacob. And Jacob sought pottage. And Esau came from the field, and he was faint. And Esau said to Jacob, "Feed me, I pray thee, with that same red pottage, for I am faint." Therefore was his name called Edom. And Jacob said, "Sell me this day thy birthright." And Esau said, "Behold, I am at the point to die, and what profit shall this birthright do to me?" And Jacob said, "Swear to me this day." And he sware unto him, and he sold his birthright unto Jacob. Then Jacob gave Esau bread and pottage of lentils, and he did eat and drink, and rose up and went his way. Thus Esau despised his birthright. Chapter 26. And there was a famine in the land, beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. And the Lord appeared unto him and said, "Go not down into Egypt, dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with thee, and will bless thee. For unto thee and unto thy seed I will give all these countries, and I will perform the oath which I swear unto Abraham thy father. And I will make thy seed to multiply as the stars of heaven, and will give unto thy seed all these countries. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because that Abraham obeyed my voice, and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws." And Isaac dwelt in Gerar. And the men of the place asked him of his wife, and he said, "She is my sister." For he feared to say, "She is my wife," lest, said he, the men of the place should kill me for Rebekah, because she was fair to look upon. And it came to pass, when he had been there a long time, that Abimelech, king of the Philistines, looked out at a window, and saw, and behold, Isaac was sporting with Rebekah his wife. And Abimelech called Isaac and said, "Behold, of a surety she is thy wife. And how saidst thou, she is my sister?" And Isaac said unto him, "Because I said, lest I die for her." And Abimelech said, "What is this thou hast done unto us? One of the people might likely have lien with thy wife, and thou shouldest have brought guiltiness upon us." And Abimelech charged all his people, saying, "He that toucheth this man or his wife shall surely be put to death." Then Isaac sowed in that land, and received in the same year an hundredfold. And the Lord blessed him. And the man waxed great, and went forward, and grew until he became very great. For he had possession of flocks, and possession of herds, and great store of servants. And the Philistines envied him. For all the wells which his father's servants had digged in the days of Abraham his father, the Philistines had stopped them, and filled them with earth. And Abimelech said unto Isaac, "Go from us, for thou art much mightier than we." And Isaac departed thence, and pitched his tent in the valley of Gerar, and dwelt there. And Isaac digged again the wells of water which they had digged in the days of Abraham his father, for the Philistines had stopped them after the death of Abraham. And he called their names after the names by which his father had called them. And Isaac's servants digged in the valley, and found there a well of springing water. And the herdmen of Gerar did strive with Isaac's herdmen, saying, "The water is ours." And he called the name of the well Esek, because they strove with him. And they digged another well and strove for that also, and he called the name of it Sitna. And he removed from thence and digged another well, and for that they strove not, and he called the name of it Rehoboth. And he said, "For now the Lord hath made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land." And he went up from thence to Beersheba. And the Lord appeared unto him the same night and said, "I am the God of Abraham thy father. Fear not, for I am with thee, and will bless thee, and multiply thy seed for my servant Abraham's sake." And he builded an altar there, and called upon the name of the Lord, and pitched his tent there. And there Isaac's servants digged a well. Then Abimelech went to him from Gerar, and Ahuzzath, one of his friends, and Phicol, the chief captain of his army. And Isaac said unto them, "Wherefore come ye to me, seeing ye hate me, and have sent me away from you?" And they said, "We saw certainly that the Lord was with thee. And we said, let there be now an oath betwixt us, even betwixt us and thee, and let us make a covenant with thee, that thou wilt do us no hurt, as we have not touched thee, and as we have done unto thee nothing but good, and have sent thee away in peace. Thou art now the blessed of the Lord." And he made them a feast, and they did eat and drink. And they rose up betimes in the morning and sware one to another. And Isaac sent them away, and they departed from him in peace. And it came to pass the same day that Isaac's servants came and told him concerning the well which they had digged, and said unto him, We have found water. And he called it Sheba. Therefore the name of the city is Beersheba unto this day. And Esau was 40 years old when he took to wife Judith the daughter of Beeri the Hittite, and Bashemath the daughter of Elon the Hittite, which were a grief of mind unto Isaac and to Rebekah.
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study.
Throughout the history of the scriptures, the Spirit of the Heavenly Father has empowered us as his people to discover earth-trembling revelations buried within the lives of the patriarchs, the prophets, and even the Messiah himself. In some cases, the argument might even be made that the Most High himself is unfolding new understanding to the nations as we progress through time and grow into our truest calling. However, most often we find that in our search for truth, what we've actually uncovered is not new revelation at all, but instead a reintroduction of ancient truths that were once made plain to the past children of Yah. Ecclesiastes 1:9 seems to provide us some insight into this mystery when it says, What has been is what will be, and what has been done is what will be done, and there is no new thing under the sun. And in the case of the lives of Esau and Jacob, it seems that once again the Spirit is revealing ancient understanding to the children of Yah in these last days. Thanks to the age of information, ancient books once hidden by history are now being brought back into the light to provide context that was once lost. The dark cloud of the internet has proven to have a silver lining to it, after all. As it pertains to the life of Esau and Jacob, and their epic struggle from birth to death, the Book of Jubilees is no exception, providing unique insights into the lives between the lines of Genesis. These texts were once considered authoritative scriptures by many, and are still considered spirit-inspired by a few denominations worldwide. Thanks to the recent development, publication, and translations of the found Dead Sea Scrolls, the number of apocryphal believers is quickly growing worldwide among the children of Yah. If you have a hunger for truth and a love for the fathers of the faith that came before us, join us as we discover how the mysteries between the lines of Genesis are once again brought to light. You might just say that therein lies a story of epic proportions. A story of two brothers whose eternal battle still wages on to this very day. Strap in. This is the epic battle of Esau and Jacob. Discovered among the Dead Sea Scrolls, the Book of Jubilees contains many parallels to the Book of Genesis. In fact, too many to be easily counted. However, as we deeply study the accounts of both of these books with more and more depth, it becomes clear that the Book of Jubilees holds tremendous value to those who seek even more context and clarity in the Word of Yah. For example, in Genesis chapter 25, we find the details surrounding the birth of Esau and Jacob, who was called Yaakov in the Hebrew, the promise of the struggle between them from the Most High to Rebekah, their mother, called Rivkah, the types of work these sons would take on through their lives, and most importantly, the favoritism that their father Yitzchak would show Esau, with the mother favoring Yaakov. However, the additional details surrounding this event in the Book of Jubilees not only confirm the Book of Genesis in these chapters, but in many more as well. And it was that in the sixth week, in the second year of the 42nd Jubilee, that Rivkah, the beloved wife of Yitzchak, called Isaac in the English, bore two sons to her husband, Yaakov and Esau. And Yaakov was a smooth and upright man, and Esau was fierce, a man of the field, red and hairy. But Yaakov his brother dwelt in tents. And the youth grew, and Yaakov learned to write. But Esau did not learn, for he was a man of the field and a hunter, and he learned war, and all his deeds were fierce. And Abraham, the grandfather of both of these sons, loved Yaakov, but Yitzchak, their father, loved Esau even more. And Abraham saw the deeds of Esau, and he knew that in Yaakov should his name and seed be called. And he called Rivkah, his daughter-in-law, the mother of the sons, and gave her a commandment regarding Yaakov, for he knew that she too loved Yaakov much more than Esau. And he said unto her, My daughter, watch over my son Yaakov, for he shall be in my stead on the earth, and for a blessing in the midst of the children of men, and for the glory of the whole seed of Shem. For I know that Yahuwah will choose him to be a people for possession unto himself, above all peoples that are upon the face of the earth. And behold, Yitzchak my son loves Esau more than Yaakov, but I see that you truly love Yaakov. Add still further kindness to him, and let your eyes be upon him in love, for he shall be a blessing unto us on the earth from henceforth unto all generations of the earth. Let your hands be strong, and let your heart rejoice in your son Yaakov, for I have loved him far beyond all my sons. He shall be blessed forever, and his seed shall fill the whole earth. If a man can number the sand of the earth, his seed also shall be numbered. And all the blessings wherewith Yahuwah has blessed me and my seed shall belong to Yaakov and his seed always. And in his seed shall my name be blessed, and the name of my fathers, Shem and Noah, and Enoch, that is Hanok, and Mahalalel, and Enosh, and Sheth, and Adam. And Abraham called Yaakov before him in the sight of Rivkah his mother, and kissed him, and blessed him, and said, Yaakov, my Yaakid, my beloved son, whom my soul loves, may Elohim bless you from above the expanse, and may he give you all the blessings wherewith he blessed Adam, and Enoch, and Noah, and Shem, and all the things of which he told me, and all the things which he promised to give me, may he cause to cleave to you and to your seed forever, according to the days of heaven above the earth. And the spirits of Mastema, that is, Hasatan, shall not rule over you or your seed to turn you from Yahuwah, who is your Elohim from henceforth forever. And may Yahuwah Elohim be a father to you, and you, the firstborn son, and to the people always. Go in peace, my son. And Rivkah loved Yaakov with all her heart and with all her soul, very much more than Esau. But Yitzchak, her husband, loved Esau much more than Yaakov. And so it was clear to Rivkah, Yitzchak's wife, that Yaakov would be blessed along with Abraham, her father-in-law, and would be the one to carry out the promises that Yah made to their lineage long, long before Yaakov was even born. If you haven't heard or seen the incredible testimony of Abraham's youth and his daring escapes in the face of King Nimrod, far before Yah made the promises of Genesis 12, ensure you check out Before He Was Abraham to truly understand the real reason Yah blessed this family to carry out his promises. And here we see in Jubilees chapter 22 that Abraham, Yaakov's grandfather, would in fact pass on his blessing to Yaakov over Esau just before he died. And he called Yaakov and said, My grandson, Yaakov, may the Elohim of all bless you and strengthen you to do righteousness and his will before him, and may he choose you and your seed so that you may become a people for his inheritance according to his will always. And do you, my son, Yaakov, draw near and kiss me. And he drew near and kissed him, and he said, Blessed be my son Yaakov and all the sons of El Elyon, unto all the ages. May Elohim give unto you a seed of righteousness, and some of your sons may he sanctify in the midst of the whole earth. May nations serve you, and all the nations bow themselves before your seed. Be strong in the presence of men, and exercise authority over all the seed of Seth. Then your ways and the ways of your sons will be justified, so that they shall become a holy nation. May El Elyon give you all the blessings wherewith he has blessed me, and wherewith he blessed Noach and Adam. May they rest on the sacred head of your seed from generation to generation forever. And may he cleanse you from all unrighteousness and impurity, that you may be forgiven of all the transgressions which you have committed ignorantly. And may he strengthen you and bless you, and may you inherit the whole earth, and may he renew his covenant with you, that you may be to him a nation for his inheritance for all ages, and that he may be to you and your seed an Elohim in truth and righteousness throughout all the days of the earth. And do you, my son Yaakov, remember my words, and observe the commandments of Avraham, your grandfather. Separate yourself from the nations, and eat not with them, and do not according to their works, and become not their associate, for their works are unclean, and all their ways are a pollution and an abomination and uncleanness. Beware, my son Yaakov, of taking a woman from the seed of the daughters of Canaan, for all his seed is to be rooted out of the earth. For owing to the transgression of Ham, Canaan erred, and all his seed shall be destroyed from off of the earth, and all the remnant thereof, and none springing from his seed shall be saved on the day of judgment. Fear not, my son Yaakov, and be not dismayed, O son of Abraham. May El Elyon guard you from destruction, and from all the paths of error may he deliver you. This house have I built for myself, that I might put my name upon it in the earth. It is given to you and your seed forever, and it will be named the house of Abraham. It is given to you and to your seed forever, for you will build my house and establish my name before Elohim forever. Your seed and your name will stand throughout all generations of the earth. And Abraham ceased commanding him and blessing him, and the two lay together on one bed, and Yaakov slept in the bosom of Avraham his father's father. And he kissed him 7 times, and his affection and his heart rejoiced over him. And he blessed him with all his heart and said, El Elyon, the Elohim of all, and creator of all, who brought me forth from the Ur of the Chasdim, that he might give me this land to inherit it forever, and that I might establish a holy seed, blessed be El Elyon forever. And Abraham placed 2 of Yaakov's fingers on his eyes, and he blessed the Elohim of Elohim, and he covered his face and stretched out his feet, and slept the sleep of eternity, and was gathered to his fathers. And all the days of Abraham were 3 jubilees and 4 weeks of years, 175 years, and completed the days of his life, being old and full of days. For the days of the forefathers of their life were 19 jubilees. And after the flood, they began to grow less than 19 jubilees, and to decrease in jubilees, and to grow old quickly, and to be full of their days by reason of manifold tribulation, and the wickedness of their ways, with the exception of Abraham. For Abraham was perfect in all his deeds with Yahuwah, and well-pleasing in righteousness all the days of his life. And behold, he did not complete 4 jubilees in his life, when he had grown old by reason of the wickedness on the earth, and was full of his days. And so it was that Yaakov was blessed by Abraham, his grandfather, just before he passed away. And so it should be no surprise that the spirit of Yah moved mightily in the life of Yaakov moving forward, even causing him to be given advantage over his older brother on many occasions. Perhaps one of the most important begins with even the birthright itself, which passed from one brother to the other in this remarkable portion of Genesis 25 in Jubilees chapter 24. And in the first year of the 4th week, a famine began in the land, besides the first famine, which had been in the days of Abraham. And Yaakov saw lentil pottage, and Esau came from the field hungry. And he said to Yaakov, his brother, "Give me of this red pottage." And Yaakov said to him, "Sell to me your birthright, and I will give you bread, and also some of this lentil pottage." And Esau said in his heart, "I shall die. Of what profit to me is this birthright?" And he said to Yaakov, "I give it to you." And Yaakov said, "Swear to me this day." And he swore to him. And Yaakov gave his brother Esau bread and pottage, and he ate until he was satisfied. And Esau despised his birthright. For this reason Esau's name was called Edom, on account of the red pottage which Yaakov gave him for his birthright. And Yaakov became the elder, and Esau was brought down from his dignity. And to ensure even further that Yaakov would truly secure the blessing of his father Yitzchak, along with the birthright, Yah would move once again, this time through the mother of the brothers, Rivka.
Something about this generation, they're all been dangerous. Something about this generation, their attitude thinks they won't get far. Something about this generation, when we say peace, they say war. People often lose control for material. They sell their souls, blinded by vanity. See their best friends as enemies, not remembering the love from His Majesty. Oh, something about this generation, they're not like us, they love to cuss. Something about this generation, all been dangerous. Something about this generation, their attitude stinks, they won't get far. Something about this generation, when we say peace, they say war. Sticky, sticky situation I see, enemies on the rise, brutal and evil, devil. Shedding blood every day. Something about this generation, they're not like us, they love to fuss. Something about this generation, they're up in dangerous. Oh, something about this generation, their attitude thinks they won't get far. Something about this generation, when we say peace, they say war. Help your brother out and don't delay. Please help him today, for he can change from his evil ways. Oh, something about this generation, they're not like us, they love to cuss. Something about this generation, they're all been dangerous. Oh, something about this
generation. We're making the one stop. She goes away from Africa with the intention to steal our culture. The good for the passerby instead. Humble yourself, my children. Humble yourself, my little one. Humble yourself. Oh, my brother, Yeti.
Psalm 4. Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me, and hear my prayer. O ye sons of men, how long will ye turn my glory into shame? How long will ye love vanity, and seek after leasing? Selah. But know that the Lord hath set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call unto him. Stand in awe, and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed, and be still. Selah. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness, and put your trust in the Lord. There be many that say, who will show us any good? Lord, lift thou up the light of thy countenance upon us. Thou hast put gladness in my heart, more than in the time that their corn and their wine increase. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep. For thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety, dwell in safety, dwell in safety, dwell in safety.
מזמור ד' למנצח בנגינות מזמור לדוד. בקוראי ענני אלוהי צדקי, בצר הרחבת לי, חונני ושמע תפילתי. בני איש, עד מי כבודי לכלימה תאהבון רי, תבקשו חזב סלע. ודעו כי הפלא אדוני חסיד לו, אדוני ישמע בקורי אליו. רגזו ואל תחטאו, אמרו בלבבכם על משקפכם ודומו סלע. זבחו זבחי צדק ובטחו אל אדוני. רבים אומרים מי יראינו טוב, נשא עלינו אור פניך אדוני. נתת שמחה וליבי מעת דגנם ותירושם רבו. בשלום יחדיו אשכבה ואישן, כי אתה אדוני לבדד לבטח תושיבני.
Food, shelter and clothes. I have a gift tank. Gift tank to highly, highly, highly.
Shalom. Today's daily psalm right here, Mizmor Dalet. Psalm 4, Mizmor Dalet. Lanatziach, Bia Neginot, Mizmor Ledawi. Dikaiya neni Eloheya Sidki. But Ara Hira Habdali Haneni Ushma'a Tiflati. For the leader with stringed music, a psalm of David, Lanatseyach, be a neginot, bin ginot, mizmor le Dawid. Hear me, hear I, when I call, O God of my righteousness. Bikari neni Elohei tzidki. All that Dawid, that David, says in the book of Psalms, in the Sefer Tehillim, is said of himself or of the congregation, the aggregation of Yisrael, the congregation of Israel. According to Rav Judah, the words, hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. Dekari neini Elohei dki. Hear me when I call. Answer I when I call. Dekari neini Elohei dki. This means that David saying, O God of vindication, O Elohim of vindication, the obligation to vindicate me rests upon thee, because I am of the tribe of Yehuda, because I am of the tribe of Judah. It is proper for thee to hear the voice of my prayer, Tifilati, sent in Baraka, in blessing the tribe of Judah. Moshe said, hear, Lord, the voice of Judah. Hear, Lord, the voice of Yehuda. Debarim, Deuteronomy 33:7. Wizot li Yehuda, Wayomar Shema Yahuwah, call Yehuda. Hear, Yahuwah, Jehovah, Shema Yahuwah, Shema Yahuwah. Hear, O Jehovah, the voice of Yehuda. All Yehuda. According to the rabbis, the Rebbeinah, the ancient Rebbeinah, the scholars of HaTorah, the verse, it means that the congregation of Israel prayed for itself, saying, hear me, hear I, when I call, O God, O Elohim, Elohei Tzidki, O Elohim of vindication. The obligation to vindicate me, to vindicate I, even I and I, rest upon thee, the I. Even if I have no good works, even if I have no good works, show mercy to me. Show mercy to I. Rav Yehoshua ben Lewi, Joshua ben Levi, taught that because David said, according to the words of Psalm 3, verse 5, I cried to the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. Oli Eli Yehovah Ekra, Vayaneni Yamehar Kadisho Selah. I cried with my voice, I called to Yahuwah, to Jehovah, and he answered me, he answered I, out of his holy hill, Selah. Pause. Oli Eli Yehovah Ekra, Vayaneni Mehar Kadisho Selah. We know that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, heard the voice of prayer when Ha'hekal, the temple, Ha'hekal, was standing. But when Ha'hekal, the temple, with the temple destroyed, downstroyed, does he still hear? Yes, Cain, amen. Because scripture says, hear me, hear I when I call. Hear me, hear I when I call. Bikari. That is, whenever I call. A further comment on the verse in Mizmor Dalet, here, Psalm 4, where it reads, thou who hast set me at large when I was in distress. Here, Psalm 4, verse 2, the B part of the verse that reads in the Hebrew, Batzar, Tir Chabdali, thou who didst set me, set I free when I was in distress. Batzar Tir Chabdali. According to Rav Yochanan, there were three matters that David was distressed and in stress about. The sight of the house of Ha'elohim, the house of God. The taking of Bat Sheva, Bathsheba, and Shlomo, Solomon, Solomon's succession to the kingship. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, set His mind at rest about them. And the proof that David was distressed and in stress about the site of the house of God, the Bait El, the Bethel, the house of the true good, the true God. Well, Scripture says, even in Psalm 132, verses 1 to 5, Lord, remember to David all his distress, how he swore to the Lord, surely I will not come into the tent of my house, nor go up into the bed that is spread for me. I will not give sleep to mine eyes, nor slumber to my eyelids, until I find out a place for the Lord. Mizmor Kof Lamed Beit Shir Hama'ilot Zikor Yahweh LeDavid Eit Kol Onoto Eit Kol Onoto Asher Nishba'a LaYahweh Nadara LaEbira Ya'akov Im Bo BeOhela Beiti Im E'ale Ala Eresa Yisuai Ima etena shenata le ainai le afa apaya tenuma ada emsa makoma la Yahuwah misha kanota la ebir Yaakov. A song of ascent, Shir Hama'elot, a song of degrees, Shir Hama'elot. Lord Yahweh Jehovah, remember to David, Zikor Yahweh LeDavid, all his affliction, Eit Kol Enoto, how he swore to Jehovah, Asher Nishba'a LaYahuwah, and vowed to the mighty one of Jacob, Nadara LaEbir Yaakov, surely I will not come into the tent of my house, Im abo be ohela beiti, nor go up into the bed that is spread for me. Im e'ele ala eres yitzwai. I will not give sleep to mine eyes. Im etena shenata le ainai, nor slumber to mine eyelids. Le afapaya tenuma, until I find out a place. Until I find out a place for Yahuwah, for Jehovah, Ada, Emtzah, Makom, La Yahuwah, a dwelling place for the mighty one of Jacob, Mishkanota, La Abir, Yaakov. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Holy One, blessed be He, set his mind at rest for David, for David found the site, as it is said, even in 1 Chronicles chapter 21, verses 18 to 19, 1 Chronicles chapter 22, verse 1. Then the angel of the Lord commanded that David should rear an altar to the Lord in the threshing floor of Ornan, the Jebusite. And David went up and said, this is the house of the Lord God, and this is the altar of burnt offering for Israel. Umalak Yahuwah. Amara illa gada lemora le David kia ya ele David le hakima miza beyach la Yahuwah be gorena arnana hayabusi waya ala Davida bidabara gada ashara divera be shemi Yahuwah wayomer David. Zehu Beiti Yahuwah HaElohim, with ze miza beyacha leola leYisrael. And David was distressed about his taking of Bathsheba, for men were speaking against him in Israel, saying, is it possible that he who took the ewe lamb, murdered its shepherd, and caused the people of Israel to die by the sword, can ever have help from God? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be He, set his mind at rest. For Nathan said to David, even in 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel 12 and 13, the Lord also hath put away thy sin. Thou shalt not die. Vayomer David il Nathan, chatati la Yahuwah. Vayomer Nathan, illa Dawid, Gam Yahuwah, He'edir Chatateka lo tamut. Jehovah also have put away thy VI sin. Gam Yahuwah, He'edir Chatateka. Thou, the I, shalt not die. Lo tamut. 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 13. About the third matter, Yisrael, Israel said, what does David think? That his kingship should be continued through Bathsheba's son, through Bathsheba's son? But Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, set David's mind at rest. For the word of the Lord came to David, came to David, saying, even in 1 Chronicles chapter 22, verse 9, behold, a son shall be born to thee to the eye, who shall be a man of rest. His name shall be Solomon. His name shall be Shlomo. Hine ben nolad lak, huwa yihye isha menucha, wa hiya nechotia lawa. Mikola oibayo, miya sabiba ki shalomo yihye shemo, we shalom wa sheketa etain all Yisrael bi yamayo. Behold, a son shall be born to thee, the I who shall be a man of rest, and I will give him rest from all his enemies round about, for his name shall be Shlomo, Solomon, Solomon. And I will give peace and quietness to Yisrael, to Israel, in his days. 1 Chronicles 22 and 9. Hine ben nolad lak, huwa yihye isha menucha, wahen nichoti alowa, mikoloi bayo, miya sariva ki shalomo yihye shemo, we shaloma wa sheketa etena al Yisrael bi yamayo. Concerning this verse, Rav Yehuda Halevi, Rav Judah the Levite said, are not all sons born to their fathers? Why should scripture say here, born to thee? Hine bena nolad lak. Why should the scripture here say, born to thee, nolad lak? Because lak means to heal thee, to heal the eye. That is, to heal thee, heal the eye of chatateka, of the eye chatiyah, the eye ukri, forfeiture, sin, lack. Whence, from where do I know this? From what Nathan Hanabi, what Nathan the prophet said, even in 2 Samuel, chapter 12, verse 13. Yahweh Jehovah also hath put away, thou the eye shalt not die. 2 Samuel, chapter 12, verse 13. Gama Yahuwah, heteka lo tamut. And scripture goes on to say, Bathsheba bore a son and called his name Shlomo. And Yahuwah, Jehovah, sent by the hand of Nathan Hanabi, Nathan the prophet, and called his name Jedidiah. Waya Nachem Dawida Eita Bathsheba Ishtoa Wayaboa Eleha Waya Yishkava Imaha Wayishkava Imaha Wateleda Bain Watikra Eta Shemoa Shalomo Wayahua Ehebo Wayishlacha Biyada Natana Hanaviya Wayikra et Shemoa Yedidiah, Ba Ebur Yahuwah. And David comforted Bathsheba, Ishto, his wife, and went in to her and lay with her, and she bare a son. And he called his name Shlomo, and Yahuwah and Jehovah loved him. Hear. The Hebrew, Waya Nachem Dawid Eita Bathsheba Ishto, Waya Bo Eleha, Waya Yishkaba Imaha, Waya Teleda Bain, Waya Tikra Eta Shemo Shlomo, Waya Huwa Ehebo. And he sent by the hand of Nathan the prophet, and he called his name Jedidiah, 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 because of Jehovah. Jedidiah, that is the beloved of Jah, the beloved of Jehovah. Vayishlacha b'yad Natan ha-Nabiya, vayikra et ha-Shema vayididiyah ba'ibur Yahuwah. A further interpretation, Targum, of hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. Answer me, answer I when I call. These words are to be considered in the light of the verse, even from Devarim, Deuteronomy 4 and 7, that reads, for what great nation is there that hath God so nigh to them as the Lord our God is, whensoever we call upon him. Ki mi goya gadol asher lo Elohim akrovim elayo kayahua Eloheinu v'kol akareinu elayo. For what nation is there so great who has God so nigh to them as Jehovah Eloheinu, he who be, who he be, I and I Elohim, I and I power is, in all things that we, that I and I call upon him for. Ki mi goy gadol asher lo Elohim akrovim elayo kayahua Eloheinu v'kol akareinu elayo. Rav Yudan, in the name of Rav Yitzhak, Rav Isaac, suggested four ways of expounding the verse. Suppose a man has a patron, and the patron is told, thy client has been imprisoned. The patron replies, I shall maintain his cause. Then the patron is told, behold, thy client is taken out to be sentenced. And the patron replies, I shall maintain his cause. But when the patron is told, behold, thy client is being executed by the sword, what of the man and what of his patron then? On the other hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, delivered Moses from the sword of Pharaoh, as Moses said even in Shemot in Exodus 18 and 4. The God of my father delivered me from the sword of Pharaoh. Wishim ha echada Elia Ezra Ki Eloheya Abi Bi Ezariya Wayaz Eleni Meyachreba Paro. And the name of the one was Eliezer, for the God of my father, said he, was mine help and delivered me, delivered I from the sword of Pharaoh. The name Eliezer, that is Eli, my God, is Ezer and help. The verse, Wishem ha-echada Eliya Ezer ki Elohei abi de Ezeria wayatz ileini me'chereb paro. The Eli, El, Elohim of my father, Elohei abi, delivered me from the sword of Pharaoh, wayatz ileini me'chereb paro. In this connection, Rav Yanai, quoting the verse from Shemot from Exodus 2 and 15, Moses fled from the presence of Paro, from the face, the presence of Pharaoh. Wayibrach Moshe mipnei Faro. Moses fled. Wayibrach Moshe. From the presence, from the face, mipnei Faro. Moses fled from the face, the presence of Pharaoh. Wayibrach Moshe mipnei Faro. So Rav Yanai, quoting this verse, he asks, how could a man possibly flee from the king's presence, from the king's face? What the verse really means is that when Pharaoh sees Moshe and sentenced him to be beheaded, the executioner's sword sprang back from his neck and was shattered. For the verse in Song of Songs 7 and 5 that reads, thy neck is as a tower of ivory, refers to Moshe's neck. Rav Abiathar asked, there is more to be said. The sword of Paro, of Pharaoh, springing back from the neck of Moshe, fell upon the neck of the executioner and slew him. Thus, like this, when Moshe said, Elohe Abi, the Elohim of my father, I delivered, Vayatzleini, me, from the sword, the Chareb Paro, the sword of Pharaoh, in Exodus, in Shemot 18:4, he meant, Elohim delivered me, but he did not deliver the executioner. To point up this incident, Rav Berakiah quoted the verse, even the verse from Proverbs, from the Mashal, from Mishle Shlomo, from Proverbs 21:18, that reads, the wicked, the ratchet, is a ransom for the righteous. Kofer latz adik rasha, v'tachata yisharim boged. The wicked is ransom for the righteous. Kofer latz'adik rasha. And Rav Abin quoted the verse from Proverbs, from Mashal, Proverbs 11 and 8, that reads, the righteous is delivered, and the wicked cometh in his stead. Tz'adik amitz ara nechelat wayabo rasha. The righteous is delivered. And the wicked and the ratchet cometh, wayabo rasha, in his stead. Rav Yehoshua, Joshua related in the name of Rav Lewi, Levi, when Moshe fled from the presence of Paro, the presence of Pharaoh, some of Pharaoh's guards were made dumb. Some were made blind, some lame, and some deaf. When the blind asked the dumb, whither away did Moses flee? The dumb could not answer. And when the lame asked the deaf, whither away did Moshe flee? The deaf could not hear. And when the deaf asked the blind, whither away did Moshe flee? The blind could not see. Hence, here HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, even in the words of Shemot of Exodus 4:11, who has made man's mouth? Or, who maketh the dumb or deaf or the seeing or the blind? Have not I, the Lord? Vayomer Yahweh layo, mi sama peh la'adam, or mia yasuma ilam, or cheresh, or pikach, or iwera, hello, anoki Yahweh. And Jehovah said to him, who hath made man's mouth? Who hath made man's mouth? Vayomer Yahweh layo, mi sam peh la'adam. Or who maketh the dumb? Or mi yasuma ilam? Or the deaf? Or cheresh? Or the seeing? Or pikach? Or the blind? Or iwer? Hath not I, Yahuwah, Jehovah, hello, Anoki Yahuwah? Read it. Paro, Pharaoh's guards, seized Moses, brought him up on the scaffold, tied him to a post, and had already placed a sword upon his neck. When an angel, Malach, came down, and in the likeness of Moses, the likeness of Moshe, appeared to them, so that they seized the angel, HaMalach, and let Moshe go. Then Yahuwah Jehovah divided Paro, Pharaoh's guards, into several companies, making some dumb, some deaf, and some blind. When the dumb were asked, whither, where did Moshe flee? They could not answer. And when the deaf were asked, whither, where did Moses flee? They could not hear. And when the blind were asked, whither, where did Moses flee? They could not see. Hence here it is said, Abi, Elohe Abi, the Elohim of my father, was my help and delivered me from the sword of Pharaoh, in Exodus Shemot 18:4. And Yahuwah Jehovah said to Moses, who has made man's mouth? Or who maketh the dumb or deaf, or the seeing, or the blind? Have not I, the Lord? Mi sampe la Adam, or mi ayasuma ilem, or cheresh, or pikach, or iwer. Hello, Anoki Yahuwah. And so, when David prayed, hear me when I call, Bikari. Hear I when I call, Bikari. He meant, as thou, the I, didst formerly maintain the cause of Moshe, the cause of Moses, wilt thou not now maintain mine? As Scripture says, even in Devarim in Deuteronomy 4 and 7, El Elohim is nigh, is near. The true good, the true God is nigh, is near. Whensoever we, I and I, call upon him. Elohim akrobim. Elohim is near, is nigh. Elohim akrovim. Whensoever we, I and I, call upon him. Bekol akareinu elayo. In all that I and I call upon him. Bekol akareinu elayo. Rav Yudan, in the name of Rav Yitzhak Isaac, suggests another way of expounding the verse. What nation is there that hath God so nigh, that hath God so near? Ki mi goy gadol asher lo Elohim akrovim. Suppose a man has a patron, and the patron is told, thy client has been imprisoned. The patron replies, I shall maintain his cause. Then the patron is told, behold, thy client is taken out to be sentenced. And the patron replies, I shall maintain his cause. But when the patron is told, behold, thy client has been cast into the sea, what of the man and what of his patron then? Not such a patron is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the Holy One, blessed be he. For he delivered Jonah, out of the bowels of the fish, as is said even in Jonah 2:11. The Lord spoke to the fish, and it vomited out Jonah upon the dry land. Rav Yudan, in name of Rav Yitzhak Isaac, suggested still another way of expounding the verse. Ki mi goy gadol asher Elohim akrovim. What nation, what great nation is there? Ki mi goy gadol. What great nation is there that hath Elohim so nigh? Ki mi goy gadol asher lo Elohim akrovim. Suppose a man has a patron, and the patron is told, thy client has been imprisoned. The patron replies, I shall maintain his cause. Then the patron is told, behold, thy client is taken out to be sentenced. And the patron replies, I shall maintain his cause. But when the patron is told, behold, thy client has been thrown into the fire, what of the man and what of his patron then? But not such a patron is HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he. For he delivered Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah out of the fiery furnace, as is said even in Daniel 3:28. The God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego hath sent Melacho, his angel, and delivered his servants that trusted in him. Rav Yudan, in the name of Rav Yitzhak Isaac, suggested still, another way of expounding the verse. Ki mi goy gadol asher lo Elohim akrovim. What great nation hath Elohim so nigh, so near, Elohim akrovim. Suppose a man has a patron, and the patron is told, thy client has been imprisoned. The patron replies, I shall maintain his cause. Then the patron is told, behold, thy client is taken out to be sentenced. And the patron replies, I shall maintain his cause. But when the patron is told, behold, thy client has been thrown to the wild beast, what of the man and what of his patron then? On the other hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy Daniel said, my God hath sent his angel, and hath shut the lion's mouth, that they have not hurt me, that they have not hurt I. Daniel 6:23. Rav Yudan Now offered his own way of expounding the verse. Ki mi goy gadol asher lo Elohim krovim. What great nation hath Elohim krovim so near? A man may have a patron, but when a time of trouble befalls the man, he cannot go in
unannounced to his patron. Instead, he comes and he has to stand at the patron's door and call a servant or a member of the household who will tell the patron, so-and-so is standing at the door. But not such a patron is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the Holy One. Blessed be he who says, whenever a time of trouble befalls a man, he need call neither on Mikael nor on Gabriel. Make him call, but call on me. Call on I, and I shall hear him. As scripture says in Joel 3:5, it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Wahaya, call, Asha Yikra, Bitshem, Yahuwah, Yimalait. It shall come to pass, Wahaya, it shall be, it shall come to pass, Wahaya, that whosoever shall call on the name of Jehovah, Wahaya, call Asher Yikra B'Shem Yahuwah, shall be delivered. Yimalet shall escape. Yimalet shall be delivered. Rav Iskandri, Alexandri related, once it happened that a magistrate whose name was Alexandros was trying a robber. And when he asked him, what is thy name? The robber answered, Alexandros. Whereupon the magistrate said, let Alexandros be freed. Now, if he was freed only because he happened to have the same name as another mortal, how much more certain is the freeing of those who bear the name of HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he. That is to say, the B'nai Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael, whose name is the upright ones of the power. In this connection, Rav Finchas Phinehas made two comments, one in the name of Rav Ze'era, the other in the name of Rav Tanchuma Bar Chenilai. In the name of Rav Ze'era, he said, suppose a man has a patron and imposes special burdens upon him. His patron says, I find that so-and-so is unduly burdensome. But not such a patron is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He puts up with all the burdens that are imposed upon him. Of this, it is written, even in Psalm 55, verse 23, cast thy burdens upon the Lord, and he will sustain thee. He will sustain thee, I. Hashleka Oli Yahuwah Ye Habika Wuhua Ye Kalikaleka. Cast thy burden upon Jehovah. Hashleka Oli Yahuwah Ye Habika. And he, Wuhu, and he will sustain thee. Wuhua Ye Kalikaleka. And in the name of Rav Tanchum Bar Chanilai, Rav Phinehas Pinchas said, suppose a man has a patron and enemies come and seize him at his patron's door, so that even as he cries out and as his patron is coming to his help, the sword passes across his neck and slays him. On the other hand, HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, delivered Jehoshaphat from under the sword of the captains that were with the kings of Syria, as is written even in 2 Chronicles 18, verses 31 to 32. And it came to pass, when the captains of the chariots saw Jehoshaphat, that they said, it is the king of Israel. It is the king of Israel. Therefore, they compassed about him to fight. But Jehoshaphat cried out, and Yahuwah and Jehovah helped him. And Elohim moved them to depart from him. The verse here shows that Jehoshaphat was just short of losing Rosho, his Rosh, his Ras, his head, when Jehovah saved him. Rav Shimon Simeon said in the name of Rav Zera, if a man has a rich brother, the man acknowledges him. But if the brother is poor, the man does not acknowledge him. But with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it is not so. Even when the B'nai Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel are, Chalila, God forbid, most degraded, El, Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'el Elohim, continues to call them his brothers and companions. As in verse 8, for my brethren and my companions' sake, I will now say, peace be within thee. Lema'ana achaya ve'ra'aya edabrana shalom bak. For my brethren and companions' sake, lema'an achaya ve'ra'aya, I will now say, edabrana. Edabrana, I will now say, shalom bak, peace be within thee, shalom bak. And as it is also written in Psalm 148 and 14, he shall exalt the horn of his people, even the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, a people near, a people near to him. And he hath lifted up a horn for his people. A praise for all his saints. Tehillah lekola chesedayo. Livnei Yisrael amak robo, even for the children of Yisrael, Livnei Yisrael, a people near to him, amak robo. Hallelujah, praise Jah, Rastafari. Not only that, but Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'el Elohim declares, I am nigh to the Bnei Yisrael, to the sons, the children of Israel. As is said even in Devarim, Deuteronomy 4, verse 7, what great nation is there that have God, the true good, Elohim, so nigh to them as Yahuwah, Jehovah Eloheinu, I and I Elohim is, as I and I Elohim be, he who be, who he be. Ki mi gadola, ki mi goy gadol ashaloa, ki mi goy gadol ashaloa Elohim akrobim elayo, kayahua Eloheinu, bekola karenu elayo. Rav Zaera said, suppose a man has a friend who so importunes him with his needs and his wants, that the man comes to dislike him and tries to avoid him. But with HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, it is not so. The more a man importunes, inconveniences Elohim, the true good, the true God, with his needs and his wants, the more Elohim loves him. As is said even in Jeremiah 33, verses 1 to 3, that reads, moreover, the word of Yahuwah Jehovah came to Jeremiah, the second time, while he was yet shut up in the court of the prison, saying, call to I, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and hidden things, which thou knowest not. Rav Zaera said further, suppose a man has a client. The first time the client comes to visit, he seats him upon a couch. The second time the client comes to visit, he seats him on a chair. The third time, he seats him on a bench. But the fourth time, he says of him, how this fellow forces himself upon me, and how he burdens me. But with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it is not so. The more often the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, throng toward his place of prayer, the greater is his joy. Hence here it is said, for what great nation is there that have Elohim so nigh, so near to them, as Yahuwah Jehovah Eloheinu, I and I Elohim, I and I power is, whensoever we call upon him. Ki mi goy gadol, asher lo Elohim robim elayo, kayahuwah Eloheinu, bekolak areinu elayo. Rav Pinchas Phinehas said in the name of Rav Yehuda, Judah, though an idol of gold appear near, yet it is far away. As scripture says even in Isaiah 46 and 7, it is borne upon the shoulder, it is carried and set in its place, and it standeth. So that it is actually with a man in his own house. And yet, as the verse concludes, yea, though one cried to it, it cannot answer nor save him out of his trouble. But with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it is not so. Although Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'elohim, appears to be far away, he is nearer to man than is an isle of gold. As Rav Lewi Levi taught, it is 500 years journey from earth to heaven, and 500 years journey across the circles of heaven, and 500 years journey from heaven to heaven, and 500 years journey across the circle of each heaven. That the time for each journey is the same is shown by the recurrence of the word circle in the following verses. 1, he walketh in the circle of heaven in Job 22 and 14. 2, he set a circle upon the face of the deep in Proverbs 8, 27. 3, it is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth in Yeshaya, Isaiah 40, 22. Furthermore, above the heavens are the feet of the celestial creatures. And said Rav Chelbo, in the name of Rav Abba, it is 515 years journey across each of their feet, as is shown by adding up the numerical values of the letters, the Hebrew letters, in the word Yishreh. The journey across each of the thighs of the celestial creatures takes as much time as all of the previous journeys together. And the journey across each of the backs of the celestial creatures take as much time as all of the previous journeys together. The journey across each of the celestial creatures take as much time as all the previous journeys together. The journey across each of the horns of the celestial creatures take as much time as all of the previous journeys together. The journey across the throne takes as much time as all the previous journeys together. And upon this throne of glory and above all the celestial creatures is, according to the quote from Yeshaya, Isaiah 57 and 15, the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is Kadosh, whose name is holy. High and lofty as he is, yet he dwells, quote, with him that is of a contrite and humble heart. Make a man but come into a synagogue, the Hebrew church, and stand still, and there murmur his prayer, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, gives ear to him. Hence, as it is said, the Lord our God, Yahuwah Eloheinu, is nigh, is near, whensoever we, I and I, call upon him. Ka Yahuwah Eloheinu, abikolak areinu elayu. Rav Chanina asked Rav Shimuel Samuel, what is meant by the words from Lamentations 3, verse 44? Thou hast covered thyself with a cloud, that our prayers should not pass through. Rav Shmuel Samuel replied, there are times when the gates of prayer are thrown open, and times I was when the gates of prayer are shut. But the gates of mercy are never shut, for it is said, Ka Yahuwah Eloheinu bekolak areinu elayo, Yahweh Jehovah Eloheinu, I and I Elohim, is nigh whensoever we, I and I, call upon him.
Rastafari, I live it. Last year I live it and reigned in the heart of all man forever. Jah. 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 Jah.
Yes, yes, yes. Before we ride up with more, I want you to hear this right here. Hear the Hebrew, the English. Right with some more of the Midrash. Study.
He goes away from Africa with the intention to steal our culture. The good father passed by and said, humble yourself, my children. Humble yourself, my little one. Humble yourself. Oh, my brother, E.T.
Mizmor Dalet. Lam Natseach Binginot Mizmor LeDavid. וקוראי ענני אלוהי צדקי, בצר הרחבת לי, חונני ושמע תפילתי. בני איש, עד מכבודי לכלימה תאהבון רית, תבקשו חזב סלע. ודעו כי הפלא אדוני חסיד לו, אדוני ישמע בקורי אליו. ריגזו ואל תחטאו, אמרו בלבבכם על משקפכם ודומו סלע. זבחו זבחי צדק וביטחו אל אדוני. רבים אומרים מי יראינו טוב, נשא עלינו אור פניך אדוני. נתת שמחה וליפי מעת דגנם ותירושם רבו. בשלום יחדיו אשכבה ואישן, כי אתה אדוני לבדד לבטח תושבים.
Down in this valley, down in this valley of Shawasifa,
Psalm 4. Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me, and hear my prayer. O ye sons of men, how long will ye turn my glory into shame? How long will ye love vanity and seek after leasing? Selah. But know that the Lord hath set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call unto him. Stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. There be many that say, who will show us any good? Lord, lift thou up the light of thy countenance upon us. Thou hast put gladness in my heart more than in the time that their corn and their wine increase. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep. For thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety, dwell in safety, dwell in safety, dwell in safety.
Food, shelter, and clothes. What I have a gift time, gift time to highly, highly, highly. I'm in love in Africa.
Hebrew, here, baby Hebrew, Shema Israel, 1 to 22. Abba Gadaha, Wazahata, Yaka Lama Nasa, A Pa Saka Ra Shata. Again, basic Hebrew, baby Hebrew, 1 to 22. Abba Gadaha, Wazahata, Yaka Lama Nasa, A pa sa ka ra sha ta ta ta. A aleph ba beit ga gimel da dalet ha hey wa wow za zain cha chet ta tet ya yod ka kaf la lamed ma bein na nun sa samech a ein pa pei sa sadai ka kof ra resh sha shin ta tau
ta tau
ta tau
ta tau
abagada ha wa za khat a ya kala mana sa apa sa ka ra sha ta 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 Rav Hoshaya said, Is there another and other nation like this nation whose decrees Ha'el, the true good, the true God, that Elohim himself conforms to? Rav Hoshaya said, Is there another and other nation like this nation whose decrees Ha'el, the true good, the true God, that Elohim himself conforms to? Conforms in what way? When the Ziknei Yisrael, when the elders of Israel meet to decree a leap year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, conforms to their decision. With the elders in mind, David said, I call to God Most High, to God that approves the cause I have in hand. Even in Psalm 57, Hebraically, verse 3. Mizmor, Mizmor Nun Zain, Non Zain. Psalm 57, Psalm LVII. Here, Hebraically, the Gimel, Gamel, third verse. Ekra l'Elohim Elyon, La'el Gomer Alai. I will cry, I will call out to the I by name. Ekra, Ekra l'Elohim Elyon. I will call out to Elohim Most High. To Elohim, the highest. Ekra, l'Elohim, Elyon. To El, the true good, the true God, Almighty. La, El, Gomer, Alai, that accomplishes it for me. Ekra, l'Elohim, Elyon. La, El, Gomer, Alai. I call to Elohim, Elyon. Elohim, the highest Elohim, true good, true God, to El, the true good, the true God, to El, the Almighty that approves the cause that I have in hand. Ekra l'Elohim Elyon, la'el gomer alai. By this he meant, praise be the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Praise be the name of the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Isla One. Blessed be He who conforms to and approves whatever Israel enacts. It is the way of the world that when a mortal king, a mortal melech, enacts a decree, his counselors cannot void it, even if they wish to. They must carry out the decrees of HaMelech, of the king of Negus, even Negus and Neges, whether the decrees are acceptable to them or unacceptable to them. But HaMelech, but the king, but the Negus, if he wishes to carry out his decree, he carries it out. And if he wishes to void it, he voids it. On the other hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on the other hand, the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Isla One, HaKadosh, blessed be He, Baruch Hu, carries out whatever decrees the Sanhedrin, the assembly on earth, on the earthly plane enacts. When does he do so? At New Year's Day, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Teruah. After the earthly Sanhedrin, the earthly assembly meets and comes to such decisions as, quote, I proclaim the second day of the week as New Year's Day, as Rosh Hashanah, as Yom Teruah, the Day of Trumpets, New Year's Day, or, quote, the third day of the week, end quote. Immediately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, convokes an heavenly Sanhedrin, a heavenly assembly of ministering angels, and says to them, quote, go down and see what decision the earthly Sanhedrin, the earthly assembly, has come to and enacted. And the ministering angels, the angels reply, Ribon Shela Ha'olamim, Master of the Universe, Universal Master, the Sanhedrin, the assembly, has enacted this. Such and such a day will begin the new year, will begin the Rosh Hashanah, the new year. Thereupon, on the day decreed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, takes His seat upon His throne and judges His world. As it is said, even in Psalm 47, verses 6, verses 9 to 10, where it reads, God is gone up amidst the blowing of the trumpet, the Lord amidst the sound of the horn. God hath proclaimed Himself King over the nations. God hath taken His seat upon His holy throne. The princes of the people are gathered together, even the people of the God of Abraham. Allah Elohim be Yeteruah, Yahweh Bekola Shofar. Elohim is gone up. Allah Elohim amidst shouting, be Yeteruah, Yahweh Bekola Shofar. He who be, who he be, Jehovah, amidst the sound of the shofar, Yahweh Bekola Shofar. Malak Elohim Allah Goyim, Elohim Yashav Allah Kise Kadisho, Ne Dive Amim, Ne Esafu Allah Elohe Avraham. Elohim reigneth, ruleth, is king over the nations. Malak Elohim Al Goyim, Elohim sitteth upon His holy throne. Elohim Yashab Al Kise Kadsho. The princes of the people are gathered together. Ne Dide Amim, Ne Esafu, the people of the God of Abraham. Am Elohe Avraham. Allah Elohim Abiyateruah, Yahuwah Bikola Shofar. Malak Elohim Allah Goyim, Elohim Yashab Allah Kise Kadsho, Nidbe Amim Anesafu, Am Elohe Avraham. The thrones are put in place. The thrones are put in place, the books are open, and the heavenly Sanhedrin, the heavenly assembly, meets with Him. For it is said, even in Daniel, in Daniel chapter 7, verse 9a and verse 10b, where it reads, I beheld till the thrones were placed, and the Ancient of Days did sit. And 10,000 times 10,000 stood before Him. The judgment was set, and the books were opened. Chaze Yahiyota Adatiya Kara Savanna Rimio Ve'atika Yomin Yiteb. And I beheld Chaze till the thrones were placed. Chaze Yahiyota Adatiya Kara Savanna Rimio. And one that was Ancient of Days did sit. We atika yomin yiteb. Thousands ministered to Him. Elef alfim yishama shuneha. And 10,000 times 10,000 stood before Him. Ve riboa riwana adamohia yikumun. Some of the ministering angels are defenders, and others are accusers. And why all this? Because of what is written even in Psalm 81, Hebraically the fifth verse, 81 and 5, that reads, what is a statute for Israel is an ordinance for the God of Jacob. Ki chok le Yisrael hu mishpata le Elohe Yaakov. For it is a statute. What is a statute for Israel? Ki chok le Yisrael hu. An ordinance is an ordinance of the God Elohim of Yaakov. Mishpata le Elohe Yaakov. Ki chok le Yisrael hu. Mishpata le Elohe Yaakov. The day decreed by Israel is the day of the new year, for the Elohe Yaakov, for the Elohim of Jacob, who approves Israel's decrees and conforms to their decisions. Hence, hear, 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 I will call to God Most High to to God that approves the cause I have in hand. Ekra lelohe elyon laela gomer alai. I will call to Elohim elyon, to Elohim the highest Elohim, Elohim most high, to El, true good, true God, to the Almighty, to El that approves the cause I have in hand. To him who conforms to the enactments of Israel. You can see for yourself that he indeed does so. Consider what scripture says, even in Bamidbar, in Numbers, Numbers chapter 29, verse 1, where it reads, in the seventh month is the day of blowing the horn, decreed by you. In the seventh month, the seventh moon, is a day of blowing the horn, decreed by you. Ua vachodesha ha-shiv'iyya bi-echada la-chodesha mikra kodesha yihye lakem kola mi-leketa evoda lo ta'isu yoma ti'rua yihye lakem. And in the seventh month, the seventh moon, ua vachodesha ha-shiv'iyya, on the first day of the moon, the first day of the month, Be'echada la'chodesh, ye y'all shall have a holy convocation, an Isla ivocation, an Isla outcalled assembly, Mikra kodesh, yihyeh lakem, ye y'all shall do no manner of servile walk, servile work, kola me'leketa evoda lo ta'isu. It is a day of blowing the horn to you, yom teruah, yihye lakem. And scripture also says, even in Vayikra Leviticus, Leviticus chapter 23, verse 2, the appointed seasons of the Lord, that ye that y'all shall proclaim to be holy convocations, even these are my appointed seasons.
Dabir il b'nei Yisrael v'amarta lehem. Mo'edei Yehovah asher tikaru otam mikra'ei kodesh eilehem mo'edei.
Speak to the children, the sons of Israel. Daber il b'nei Yisrael, and say to them, amarta lehem, the appointed seasons of Jehovah, of he who be, who he be. Mo'edei Yehovah, that ye, that y'all shall proclaim to be holy convocations, Isla ivocations, Isla outcalled assemblies. Mo'edei Yehovah, asher tikareu otam mikra'ei kodesh. Even these, elehem, even these, my appointed seasons, elehem mo'edei. By this, Ha'el, true good, true God, Almighty, Ha'el meant, I have no holy convocations, ivocations, outcalled assemblies, set apart outcalled assemblies, Mikae Kodesh, other than those you proclaim, whether you proclaim them in their proper seasons or not in their proper seasons. Hence, here it is said, Eloheinu, I, our Elohim, is near. Whensoever we, I, call upon him, Eloheinu, b'kol ka'enu, Elayo, hear even Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 7, the fuller verse. For what nation is there so great? Who has God so nigh near to them? As Yahuwah, as Jehovah, he who be, we be, his divine majesty, I Elohim Eloheinu, is in all things that we, that I call upon him for. Ki mi goy gadol asher lahu Elohim keroim elayo ka Yahuwah Eloheinu b'kol ka'enu elayo. The words, whensoever we call upon him. Be call ka'enu elayo. Whensoever, be call in all. Be call ka'enu in all. we call Elio upon him clearly refers to our proclaiming of the holy, the Isle of Seasons. As is said, ye, y'all, shall proclaim holy convocations, Isla ivocations, set apart, outcalled assemblies. Tikreu otam nikrae kodesh. Ye, y'all, shall proclaim. Tikreu otam, proclaim them. Mikrae kodesh, as Isla ivocations, mikrae kodesh, as set apart, outcalled assemblies. Rav Abin said in the name of Rav Acha, when a man has a near relative who has been taken prisoner, he is ashamed to admit that the prisoner is his near relative. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the Holy One, blessed be He, though the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the children, the Israelites, were prisoners and homeless vagabonds when He was bringing them Mimitzrayim out of Egypt, out of Kemet, called them His near relatives. For it is said, even in Psalm 148, verse 14, He hath lifted up a horn for His people, even for the children of Israel, a people near to Him. Hear, hear, Mizmor Kof Mim Chet, Kof Meim Chet. Hear, hear, Psalm 148, 14th verse. And He hath lifted up a horn for His people. Vayarem, Keren, Le'amo. Vayarem, Vayarem, Keren, have lifted up a horn, Le'amo, for His people. Tehillah, Le'kola, Chesedayo, a praise for all His Chesedim, Chesedayo, His saints. Livnei Yisrael, Amma, Karovo, even for the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, a people, Am Karobo, a people near Him. Hallelujah. Praise y'all. Elilta, exalt y'all. Praise y'all. Hallelujah. He who be. Praise y'all. Answer me. Answer I when I call. Bikai eneni. Bikai eneni. Answer me, answer I, eneni, eneni, answer I, dikai, when I call, in my calling out to the eye by name, when I call upon the eye, dikai, eneni, David, David meant, ribon, shel ha'olamin, master of the universe, universal master, even if a wicked man, a rasha of Yisrael, of Israel, comes to call thee, the eye, answer him at once, so that the Goyei Haaretz, the nations, the nationalities, the Gentiles, international community of the earth, of the earthly plane, may not say, quote, all deities are alike, end quote. So that the Goyei Haaretz, the nations of the earth, may not say, quote, all deities are alike. Here, here, Midrash note. Literally, quote, all faces are alike. Here, literally, it reads, instead of all deities are alike, quote, all faces are alike. However, the parallel version in the Sanhedrin 10 and 228c does not have panim, panim, which is faces, but ofi, 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 that Yaakov Levi, in his Water to Buck 1:140, regards as the Greek, Fie, fie, a person's nature. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, answered, as thou livest, even before Harasha, before the ratchet man, the wicked man calls me, I shall answer him. For it is said, even in Psalm 50, verse 12, call upon me in the day of trouble, I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. Ua ka'eni b'yom tzara, e chaletzicha uta chabdeini, and call upon me, call upon I, call upon I. Ua ka'eni, in the day of trouble, b'yom tzara, I will deliver thee, I, e chaletzicha, e chaletzicha, I will deliver the I, and thou shalt honor me. Ua te chabdeini.
וקראני ביום צרה, אחלצך ותכבדני.
And it is said, even in Psalm 91, verse 15, He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him.
Yikaeni yaze'enehu, imo anokia, zizara, ikhaletehu, va'ikabdehu.
He shall call upon me.
Yikaeni. Yikra eini.
He will call upon ani. Yikra eini. We
nehu.
And I will answer him.
We nehu. Imo anoki.
I will be with him.
Imo anoki.
Bitzara. In trouble, in straits, in anxieties.
Bitzara.
I chalitz einu. I will rescue him.
I chalitz ehu.
Wa ikabadehu. And bring him to honor and honor him.
Yikaeniya we'enehu imo anokia bezara e'chalitzehu wa'ikabdehu.
And it is also said in Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah 65:24, it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer, and while they are yet speaking, I will hear.
V'hayat rema yikrau, v'ani e'ene, od heima midabrim, v'ani eshma'a.
And it shall come to pass, v'haya, haya, v'haya. And it shall come to pass, v'haya, before they call, rema yikrau, I will answer them,
v'ani e'ene, v'ani e'ene,
I will answer him, while they are yet speaking, od heima midabrim, I will hear,
wa ani eshma'a,
wa haya tarema yikau,
wa ani e'ine,
od heima midabrim,
wa ani eshma'a.
Nevertheless, it is necessary that the call of Harasha, the ratchet man, the wicked man, be a sincere one. For though scripture says, even in Psalm 148, verse 15, the Lord is nigh to all that call upon him. And here in Psalm 145 and 18, a typo, Psalm 145 and 18, the verse, the Lord is nigh to all that call upon him. First part of the verse, Psalm 145, verse 18.
Karov Yahuwah lekola. Karob Yahweh likol korayo.
The verse it concludes here, Psalm 145 and 18, with to all that call upon him in truth.
Jehovah is nigh, is near to all that call upon him. Karob Yahweh likol korayo.
Verse concluding, Likol asher yikarauhu
ve'emet,
ve'emet, to all that call upon him in truth.
Likol asher yikarauhu
ve'emet, ve'emet, in emet, in emet, in truth. Similarly, though, scripture says, even in Psalm 73:1, surely God is good to Israel. And here in the KJV, King James Version, Psalm 73, verse 1, a psalm of Asaph, it reads, truly, God is good to Israel. Truly, truly.
Mizmor le'asaf, ak tov le'Yisrael.
Ak tov le'Yisrael. Surely, truly, ak, ak, for sure. Truly, ak tov le'Yisrael. The verse, it concludes with, only to such as are pure in heart. To such as are pure in heart.
Ak tov liYisrael Elohim, livarei levav, livarei lebab.
Only to such as are pure in heart. Truly, surely, Elohim is good to Yisrael.
Ak tov liYisrael Elohim.
Only to such as are pure in heart.
Livarei lebab.
Libare lebab, even to such as are of a clean
heart. Levare lebab. Likewise, though Scripture says, even in Nahum and Nahum 1 and 7, the God, the Lord is good. The Lord is good. A stronghold in the day of trouble. The Lord is good. A stronghold in the day of trouble. Tova Yahuwah le ma'oz b'yom tzara. Jehovah, he who be, who he be, is good. Tov Yahuwah. Tov Yahuwah. Le ma'oz, a stronghold, yom tzara, in the day of tzara, in the day of trouble, anxiety, straits, difficulties. The verse it concludes with, and he knoweth them that take refuge in him, and he knoweth them, v'yodea chosei bau, and he knoweth, them that trust in him. Again, though Scripture says, even in Lamentations chapter 3, verse 25, the Lord is good to them that wait for him. The Lord is good to them that wait for him. Tov Yahuwah le'kovav, or Tov Yahuwah le'kovav, Jehovah is good to them. Tov Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, Tov, good. Tov Yahuwah le'kovav, to them that wait for him. The verse it concludes with, only to the soul that seeketh him, only to the soul, to the psyche, to she, to the soul, the psyche that seeketh for him. Le'nefesh ti'derishenu, le'nefesh ti'derishenu. And again, though Scripture says, even in Psalm 125, verse 4, do good, O Lord, to those that be good. Do good, O Lord, to those that be good. Heitiva Yahuwah latovim. Heitiva Yahuwah latovim. Heitiva Yahuwah. Jehovah, he who be, who he be. Do good. Do good, O Jehovah, to those that be good. Latovim. Heitiva. Yahuwah latovim. The verse, it concludes, the verse here in Psalm 125, verse 4, it concludes, only to them that are upright in their hearts. Only to them that are upright in their hearts. V'lisharim b'libotam. V'lisharim b'libotam. Heitiva Yahuwah latovim. V'lisharim b'libotam. Do good, O he who be, who he be, to those that be good, and to them that are upright, lishari, in their hearts. B'libotam, heitiva Yahuwah latovim, v'lishari, b'libotam.
You're going to church on Sunday.
Sunday.
There's no love in your heart on Monday.
Monday.
You're trying to show me that you know yourself. You better purify your heart than you know yourself.
Psalm 4.
Mizmor Dalet. Lamnatseh binginot, 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 mizmor le David, le David, le David, le David, le David.
Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness, my righteousness, my righteousness, my righteousness.
Bekori aneni Elohet sitki, 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 sitki.
Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress, 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 distress.
Batsar hirhavtali.
Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer.
Honneni ushema tefillati.
O ye sons of men.
Bene ish.
How long will ye turn my glory into shame? How long will ye love vanity and seek after leasing? Selah. But know that the Lord hath set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call unto him. Stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. Selah. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. There be many that say, who will show us any good? Lord, lift thou up the light of thy countenance upon us. Thou hast put gladness in my heart more than in the time that their corn and their wine increased. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God.
Tremble and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed, and be still forever. Rigzu we ala techatau imru abila babekem Allah mishaka bekem we domu selah. Here. Today's daily psalm is more dilate. Psalm 4. Hear the hey verse, the fifth verse Hebraically. Tremble, rigzu, and sin not. We ala techatau. Tremble, y'all, rigzu. With alatechatau, and uck up nine, and don't uck up, don't sin. With alatechatau, imru, commune, speak, imru, bilababikem, commune with your own heart. Allah mishakabikem, upon your bed. Al mishakabikem, upon the place that you lay, that you lie down. With domu selah, and be still, and be silent. With domu selah. Forever. David said to the Bnei Yisrael, to the sons of Israel, to the Israelites, to the children of Israel, how long will y'all sin and stir up trouble by saying, there's a blemish in David and David. He is a descendant of Ruth, the Moabite. Hear Midrash note, reference to Ruth, chapter 4, verses 17 to verse 22. Commune with your own heart upon your bed. Imru vilavavekem ala mishkavekem. Imru, speak y'all. Imru bilababekem, with your own heart. Bilababekem ala mishkavekem, up on your bed, your laying down place. From what sort of marriage bed do you come? From the prohibited marriage of a man to two sisters? And here, Midrash note, Jacob married Rachel and Leah, Rachel and Leah, referred to Bereshit, Genesis chapter 29, verses 16 to 23, and Vayikra, Leviticus chapter 18, verse 18. Since such a marriage was not prescribed until the time of Moshe, of Moses, it was still lawful in Yaakov, in Jacob's time, in Jacob's Iowa. Regard your own descent and be still forever. Regard your own descent with domu selah, the domu selah, and be silent, be still forever. Here, Midrash note, how long will you sin? How long will you uck up? Vidomu Selah, and be still and be silent forever. Thus we have the PE, the printed edition. In the ET, the edited text is said to be incomplete. In Ruth Rabbah 8 and 1, David's counter-argument is amplified further and applied particularly to the tribe of Yehuda, to the tribe of Judah, whose origins go back to the adulterous union of Yehuda, of Judah, with Tamar. Here, refer to Bereshit, to Genesis chapter 38. A different comment, according to Rav Acha, where it reads, tremble and sin not. Rigzu al techetau. Rigzu al techetau. Tremble and sin not means make your tempter tremble with fear, and he will be unable to make you sin, and he will be unable to make you akah. But according to HaRebbanim, the rabbis, the scholars of Torah, rigzu al techetau, tremble and sin not, it means make your tempter tremble with frustration, and he will be unable to make you sin, and he will be unable to make you akah. Thus, like this, you will not fall into the grip of sin, into the grip of akari. In a Midrash note, apparently both Rav Acha and HaRebbanim and the rabbis, the scholars of Torah, they interpret rigazu, tremble, as ragezo, a Piela, the intensive aspect of the verb, imperative with the suffix all, referring to him as direct object. The comment of HaRebbani, the rabbis, the scholars of Torah, the Memheran, may also be rendered, quote, starve or mortify your tempter. Starve your tempter. Mortify your tempter. Rigzu, with alatechetau. It is taught in a Mishnah, here. The Mishnah is Yoma 8 and 9, the study, the teaching, the Mishnah, that Rav Eliezer ben Yaakov, Eliza ben Jacob said, the Lord is the hope, mikweh of Yisrael, of Israel, according to Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 13. Mikweh Yisrael Yehovah, thou hope of Israel. Mikweh Yisrael Yehovah. This means that as the ritual bath of purification, the mikweh, some say mikveh, cleanses those who are impure, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the Holy One, the Sanctified, the Set Apart, the Isle One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, cleanses Yisrael. Now, which of the two can go to the other? The ritual bath to the unclean person, or the unclean person to the ritual bath? Obviously, the unclean person has to go to the ritual bath, let himself down and immerse himself in it, and immerse and baptize himself in it. So also must Israel go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who will cleanse them. Hence, here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu declared to Yisrael, I say to you, when you would pray, go to the Knesset, the Mikrab, to the synagogue in your city. When you cannot go to HaKnesset, to the Mikrab, to the Yehudi church, to the synagogue in your city, pray in your open field. When you cannot go to your open field, pray in your house, Beitika, in your Beit. When you cannot go to Beitika, to your house, your Beit, pray upon your bed. When you cannot pray aloud in your bed, commune with your heart. Imru b'el babekem. Allah mishakabekem, commune with your own heart. Imru b'el babekem, speak y'all in your own heart. Speak to your own heart. Al mishakabekem, upon your bed. With domu selah, and be still. Selah, pause. So here, midrash note, a play on this word mikweh. Mikweh. Some say mikveh in modern Hebrew, ancient Hebrew, mikweh. a play on this Hebrew word, mikwe, that can be translated either as hope, mikwe, or ritual bath of purification, mikwe, mikwe. Ancient Hebrew pointing mikwe, modern Hebrew mikva, mikva, mikve. Vidomu, and be still, vidomu, vidomu. What is meant by vidomu, vidomu, and be still? Rav Yudan said, it means that you must refrain from the sin, the uckery, you might commit. For when you so refrain, what does the mizmor, the psalm, the chant, go on to tell you? Here, here, here in the vav or the wawway, Hebraically, the sixth verse, it goes on to tell you, offer the sacrifices of righteousness. Zivchu azivchei azedek. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness. Sacrifice the sacrifices of righteousness. Zibchu, zibchei, tzedek. That is as though Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'el, were saying to you, I shall reckon your refraining as if you had built an altar, mizbeach, and offered an olah, burnt, ascension offering, and many other sacrifices upon it. Note that the mizmor does not speak of only one sacrifice, but of sacrifices. Thus, zibchei tzedek, zibchu, sacrifice y'all, you all sacrifice, zibchu, zibchei tzedek, the sacrifices of tzedek, zibchei tzedek. Commune with your own heart up on your bed and be still. Commune. Nimru, be al babekem, ala mishaka bekem, with domu. This verse, the verse it means, we are taught, I and I are taught, that a man reciting the Shema, in Ha Knesset, in the Mikrab, in the Yehudi church, in the synagogue, in the morning, has done what he ought. But in the evening, though he has recited Ha Shema, the Shema, in the Knesset, in the synagogue, the Mikrab, he has not done what he ought, unless he recites it again at home in his bed. Ala mishaka bekem. Lamaze. Why? In order to drive the demons, the klipot, away from habayit, away from the house. And here, Midrash note, that is, if you cannot go to your Knesset, your Mikrab, the Yehudi church, the synagogue, because you are busily at work in your field, pray there. If you cannot manage to pray in the field, wait until you reach your home and pray there. If you are traveling and cannot pray in your home, pray upon your bed while you rest. If you are on the move and cannot pray up on your bed, Allah Mishaka Bekem, commune with your heart. Imru bi al babekem, speak, commune, speak within your own heart, speak to your own heart, heart to Kali. We are also taught that after a man concludes the blessing of redemption that begins with the words true and firm. Amet vi yatsiv, amet vi yatsib, true and firm. Amet v'yatsib, true and firm. He may not recite any prayer on his own behalf, but must go on immediately with the Shemona Esrei, with the Amida, with the 18 benedictions. And here, Midrash note, this portion of the Avodah, of the service, that is made up of 18 benedictions, the Shemona Esrei, is also known as Tefillah. Tefillah, prayer, or Amida, standing, refer to the Hebrew Siddur, the authorized prayer book. This teaching applies, however, only to the Baraka, the blessing of redemption, of the morning service, of the Tefillata Shacharit, of the morning service. For Rav Ze'era said in the name of Rav Abba Bar Yeremiah, Abba Bar Jeremiah, Ermis, there are three occasions that require one action to follow immediately up on an other, upon another. The slaughtering of the sacrificial animal must come immediately after the rite of laying the hands upon its head. The bracha, the blessing over the bread, must be said immediately after the rite of washing the hands. And the Shemona Esrei, the 18 benedictions, blessings, must be said immediately after the blessing of redemption. Midrash note, both the bracha, the blessing at the washing of the hands, and the bracha, the blessing over the bread, are found in the Siddur, the prayer book, the authorized prayer book. That the slaughtering of the sacrificial animal must follow immediately after the rite of laying the hands upon his head is shown by the verses even in Vayikra in Leviticus chapter 1, verses 4 and 5, where it reads, "And he shall lay his hand upon the head of the burnt offering, and he shall kill the bullock before the Lord," lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah. That the bracha, the blessing over the bread, must follow immediately after the rite of washing the hands is shown by the verse even in Psalm 134, Hebraically the second verse, Psalm 134, verse 2, where it reads, "Lift up your hands in holiness and bless the Lord." Su'a yedekem kodesh, u'avarku eti Yehovah. Lift up your hands to the sanctuary or in holiness. Su'a yedekem kodesh, and bless ye and bless y'all. U'barku eti Yehovah. Bless y'all Jehovah, he who be who he be. Hakadosh, baruku, baruch Hashem. And that the Shemona Esrei, the 18 benedictions, must follow immediately after the bracha, the blessing of redemption, is shown by the verse, even the verse from Psalm 19, Hebraically the 15th verse, Psalm 19, verse 15, that reads, "Let the words of my mouth be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my Redeemer." Yehiyu ale ratzon im reifi v'hegiyon libi lifanekai Yehovah tzuri v'goali. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before thee in thy presence, O he who be who he be, my rock and my redeemer. Yehiyu liratzon im reifi v'hegiyon libi lifanekai Yehovah Suri we goali. And by the verse that follows immediately, even in the next psalm, in the Kaf, Mizmur Kaf, Psalm 20, Hebraically the second verse, that reads, "The Lord answer thee in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee I." Ya'ankai Yehovah b'yom tzara, yesagavka Hashem Elohe Yaakov. He who be who he be, answer thee I in the day of trouble, the day of anxiety. Ya'ankai Yehovah b'yom tzara, the name of Elohe Yaakov, the Elohim of Jacob, set thee I up on high. Yesagavka Hashem Elohe Yaakov. In the Midrash note here, the phrase, "my redeemer, goali, goali, my redeemer," is taken as an allusion to the bracha, the blessing of redemption. And the phrase, "the Lord hear thee, the Lord hear thee I," in the next verse is taken as an allusion to the Shemona Esrei, to the 18 benedictions that are prayers of petition. When a man performing a sacrifice slaughters the animal immediately after the laying on of hands, no fault will mar the sacrifice. When a man pronounces habraka, the blessing over the bread, immediately after the washing of his hands, ha satan, Satan, the adversary, will bring no accusations against him during the meal. Finally, when a man says the Shemona Esrei, the 18 benedictions, immediately after the bracha of redemption, HaSatan, the adversary, Satan will bring no accusations against him in the course of the day. Another comment on Zivchu or Zivcheyetz Edek, offer the sacrifices of righteousness. Ua vitachua li Yahuwah, and put your trust, your confidence, ua vitachu li Yahuwah, in He who be, who He be, in Jehovah. Rav Chiya taught that these words are to be read in the light of the verse, even the verse from Vayikra, Leviticus, Leviticus chapter 18, verse 30, that reads, "Therefore shall y'all keep my charge, that ye, y'all practice not any of these abominable customs that were practiced before you, and that ye, that y'all defiled not yourselves therein. I am the Lord your God." O shamar tema eta mi shamarti le avilti sota me hukota hato erota ashara na su alifnechem ve lo atiat amua bahem ani yahua elohekem. Therefore shall ye all keep my charge. O shamar tema eta mi shamarti, that ye, that y'all do not any of these abominable customs, that were done before you, and that ye, that y'all defile not yourselves, that y'all don't contaminate yourselves therein, with lo tiat amuwa bahem. Ani yoa Elohekem, I be He who be, who He be, Yol Elohim. Ani yoa Elohekem. The words, the devarim, the words, "Therefore shall ye keep my charge." Ua shemartem eta mishmarti. Therefore shall y'all keep my charge. Ua shemartem eta mishmarti. Mean that Ha'el Elohim, the true good, the true God, said, "Therefore, set up a guard that y'all do what I charge y'all to do." Midrash note, enact additional measures to safeguard the observance of biblical precepts. And what did Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'el Elohim, intend by saying, "Ani Yoa Elohekem, I be He who be, who He be, Yol Elohim. Ani Yahuwah Elohekem. Ani Yahuwah Elohekem. I be He who be, who He be, Yol Elohim. I shall be close at hand to give you your reward." But Rav Natan, Nathan, asked in the name of Rav Acha, "Is not this point fully made in Scripture, in the verse that reads, even from today's Psalm, Mizmor Dalet, 'Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in Jehovah.' Zibchu zibche tzedek ua bitachu li Yehovah. Sacrifice the sacrifices of righteousness. Zibchu zibche tzedek, and put your trust ua bitachu and put your confidence, your confidence, li Yehovah. Il Yahuwah, in Jehovah, and He who be, who He be." That is as though HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, said, "Reach your hands out to do righteous deeds, and trust me, and trust I to give you your reward, 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 your